So there's many forms of suffering in samsara. And traditionally, there are three lists. So to begin with, and probably most encompassingly, there's three kinds of dukkha. There's the suffering of pain, of unpleasant experiences, the unsatisfactory, dukkha. There's the suffering of change, of impermanence, and there's the existential suffering, that insecurity, lack of wholeness, and lack of fulfillment. So these three sum it up, really. But they have been expanded out considerably, which brings it home more to us. So there are the eight kinds of suffering. There's the suffering of birth, which is traumatic for the child, painful for the mother. There's the suffering of sickness, which we all know about to some degree. There's the suffering of aging, especially old age, loss of mobility and faculties, loss of memory and independence. There's the suffering of death, our own death and that of others. There's being separated from those who we love, which sometimes happens quite outside our control. And there's being with what and whom we dislike. There's not to have what we desire, and having what we don't desire. And then there are also the six kinds of suffering. An uncertain lifespan, indefinite rebirths, repeated conception, fluctuations of loss and gain, the fact that we are alone at birth and alone at death. But this isn't all. There's also the suffering underlying some kinds of pleasure, which Konza has enumerated. There's the fact that it may involve, that our pleasure may involve suffering for others. So we buy new clothes that are produced in sweatshops in dire conditions. We're afraid of losing that which gives us pleasure. And Konza says, well, that's particularly so sometimes for wealthy people who actually struggle with guilt about the amount of money that they own and their fear of losing it. There's the fact that that which brings pleasure through the senses, the body, also equally brings pain. And that pleasures which derive from conditioned things cannot satisfy the longings of the human heart, which is the existential suffering of the three kinds of dukkha. So sometimes lists don't quite do it for us. So it's also brought to mind more imaginatively in the images of the Wheel of Life, the suffering of the six realms. The realm of the animals, which is brutish, focused on food, sex and sleep. The hungry ghosts, always longing, never able to satisfy themselves. The gods, blissfully oblivious and complacent till their lotuses begin to rot. The hell beings, subject to intense physical and mental pains, anger and hatred. The asuras, obsessed with jealousy and competitiveness. The human realm, where there's pleasure and pain, but happiness is temporary, and there's also pride and conceit. And we don't need either models or lists to know about suffering. We just need the experience of our own lives. The illness and physical pain which goes with having a body. The mental pain of depression and fear that goes with having a mind. The sense of incompleteness, things change. People change. People leave us and people die. Nothing is solid and substantial, and nothing can be fully relied upon. We want the world to be substantial and secure, and it isn't, and this causes us suffering. And this is our experience from a relatively fortunate existence in a relatively stable society. If we think of the sufferings of other people in wars, famine, captivity, poverty, the reflections seem endless.